This podcast is intended for an adult audience and does contain some very graphic descriptions of sensual scenes. So please only continue to listen to this podcast if you are willing to indulge in your deepest desires and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. So, in tonight's story, Martin has selected the next fantasy with the genie, but he's still only 3 wishes in, and he hasn't even approached the eternal problem of his father, who is struggling with his sexuality. You know, if you want to hear your fantasies narrated right here, then it's so easy for you to just email me at devlin@wildinbed.com, and I will do my best to bring your fantasies to life. You can know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Loosen your clothes, put your earbuds in and close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice caressing over your body. And when you're ready to surrender to pleasure, just go ahead and take a nice deep breath and hold it for a moment, and then let it go with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensual satisfaction. Your time to release your inner passions as you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy tonight's show. The noise of the flea market vanished once again. Martin paused for a moment to get his bearings. He was in a room. That much was obvious. A dim light stood in the corner, creating an orgy of shadows that danced around the walls. In the middle was a bed, but not just any bed, but one dripping with opulence. Martin had to say it was probably the most comfortable-looking bed he had ever seen. King size, maybe California king, with a thick plush comforter and big inviting fluffy pillows. Even in the room's darkness, the bedding seemed to glow warmly, inviting him closer. Martin's fingertips caressed the material, groaning at the silky and enticing touch of the bedding. Suddenly the mattress shifted, taking Martin aback as sparkling blue eyes watched him with an intensity he was getting actually quite comfortable with. The shadow of the man slid forward and perched at the foot of the bed, his eyes tracing up Martin's chest, darkening and narrowing, before holding his gaze. Heat seared through Martin as the stranger's fingers slid teasingly up the buttons of his shirt. "You are overdressed, Martin," he said in a tone deep, dark, and laced with hunger as he probed inside his shirt, releasing a single button. Martin groaned at the fingertip that seemed to burn at his chest as if it was sending scorches of desire within him. Even though the touch was so sensual, so light, so provocative, the weight of it made Martin's chest heave with need. There was an undeniable chemistry between them, a hunger. Martin just couldn't decide if it was imagined or not. Jesus, was this man even real, or just someone the genie created? Martin swallowed hard, more confused than ever as this stranger, perhaps this figment of his imagination, or whatever the hell he was, released another button, sliding his hand firmly over his chest, his fingernails teasing around his erect nipple. All the time their gazes were locked, embraced by a shared fire between them, as Martin felt the top button of his shirt fall open. The stranger's gaze dropped away, a tiny smile playing on his lips, before kissing gently over his chest until he reached Martin's nipple. Heat sparked down Martin's body, and his legs buckled slightly as a man's warm, gritty tongue teased around his erect nub. "Holy shit," Martin uttered, as this man continued persecuting his electrified nipple with deliciously painful lashes of his tongue while loosening his buckle and pushing at his pants until they were falling around his knees. If he was just dreaming or hallucinating, God help him. He hoped it didn't end. Every inch of his body erupted with heat. A bright array of teeth shined in the darkness as the man spoke with a hint of a smile bending his lips. "If you're going to fuck my ass, I'll best give you a little spit to get you started," he said as his head dipped lower, his eyes peering into Martin's, as his lips slid along Martin's shaft. The sensation of his stubbled lips moving over his cock sent a shockwave of pleasure through Martin's body. He worried he might just make him come here and now. Through the room's shadows, Martin could see his reflection in a mirror. There was something incredibly erotic and almost magical watching the back of a stranger's head bob up and down in perfect time, with the sensations moving through his own cock, releasing Martin's erection from the undeniable delights of his mouth. The stranger whispered, "I prepared myself for you. I'm positively dripping with lube." He shifted and pressed his buttocks firmly against Martin's cock, gyrating to torment him that little bit more. Martin's mouth went dry as a lump moved up his throat. "I've never," Martin began saying, suddenly feeling out of his depth. "Oh, you just press yourself into me slowly. I've used some of your CBD lube, so I'm very relaxed," the stranger said, moving his ass cheeks up and down Martin's cock. The smell of the CBD did indeed hang in the air, its familiarity comforting as Martin's fingers grasped around his hard cock and teased the man's rosette. Watching the man reach behind him and pull the globes of his ass apart, forming a welcome invitation for Martin's rock-hard erection, heat poured in Martin's belly, and his heart began pounding so damned hard that this stranger had to hear it as his fingers grasped his pelvis, as he pushed his cockhead slowly through the tight ring of muscle. "Fuck," Martin sighed, as a warm caress of exquisite pleasure pulsed along his shaft at the feel of the man's ass trembling and gripping his erection. Looking in the mirror, Martin could make out the man's eyes, burning with an intensity even from within the shadows. Everything about him urged Martin to press deeper and harder, lust and heat and need billowing through him as he pushed himself balls deep inside the man, something he'd imagined himself doing 100 times over, but something he never thought he'd have the opportunity to go through with. Dizzy with lust, his body pulsing with pleasure, it was almost as if the shadows were swirling in the mirror. Then suddenly, a pair of dark brown eyes appeared in the reflection, hovering just over Martin's shoulder. A face followed, well-chiseled cheekbones, framing the most beautiful smile Martin had ever seen, made even more intense by the dark, goatee beard that adorned the man's chin. Martin inhaled, and it was almost as if the smell of the CBT lube grew stronger as he felt a hard, long cock pressing against him as a genie parted his buttocks, spreading him, readying him. Martin held his breath, his heart pounding inside his chest as he anticipated the pain he had heard so much about. But there was none. It was almost as if it had been bypassed completely, and Martin felt nothing but the delightful pleasure of the genie's cock thrusting inside him.
"Well, I am a genie,"
the genie said, clearly reading Martin's thoughts, as well as following his rhythm, thrusting in perfect time with him. The dual sensation of his cock inside the stranger, while the genies pushed inside him, made his whole body hum with pleasure he never knew existed. His cock was harder than it had ever been in his life, as he pounded into the stranger's ass, while having his own virginal hole taken. The genie's hand pressed over his stomach, up over his chest and massaging his tight nipples, pinching them, accelerating the shock waves of pleasure moving through Martin's body and fulfilling a lifetime of dreams and fantasies that he never thought possible. Martin sunk deeper, bottoming out into the stranger, as his orgasm built and the feel of having his cock inside him had him pulsing faster, almost urgently, while he whimpered and gasped, watching the three faces in the mirror. While positive he could feel the pleasure vibrating between the three of them. Holy fuck, the sensation of the man's ass gripping his cock while his hole was being pounded, creating an urgency in Martin like he'd never imagined. He needed to come, the genie pressing inside him, filling him, pushing over that spot, just making the need more desperate. Without warning, he erupted, flooding the stranger with cum while the genie grasped his hips and spurted hotly into his ass. Watching the three of them in the mirror, all coming together in a hot, wild frenzy, all writhing against each other, had Martin's body quivering, his chest thrumming with a million emotions, and mind drunk with thoughts of the future. This was what he had always wanted. Top or bottoming with a man, it didn't matter to him. He wanted to feel a man shudder beneath him, hear a man moan against him. He just wanted to feel and experience and breathe each other's breath and come together as one. Fuck. There was a moment of confusion, and then Martin was lying on the bed. The two men sat over him, their lips exploring his body, soft, sensually, provocatively. The trembles from their afterglow just seemed to grow with each of their touches, the sensations culminating on Martin's still pulsing erection, his muscles and bones and everything in between crawling with pleasure and forcing the last drops of cum to weep from him, as two sets of warm and soft lips moved down his stomach, taking turns to drink his warm cum as his stomach burned from the inside out and every curse word he knew fell from his mouth. He just experienced the best sex he'd ever imagined, his heart still thundering as he reached out to find something to grasp for sanity, but only finding the edge of Rosie's stool. His eyes were shocked wide open. The coloured mist rolled around him in what Martin would only describe as a lazy way. Confused, he was a mind full of questions. Questions he was finding difficult to articulate. Am I dreaming? Am I losing my mind? Is any of this reality? Suddenly the returning voice was back in his head. Yes, he's real. How? Martin asked, not waiting for the genie to read Dee's mind. He's preparing for work at the moment. He keeps getting very intense images of you. So he was the man in the club last night?
Sure was.
A warm glow spread over Martin. He hadn't been sure if the man had even noticed him or if he had been interested in him at all. Hearing that he was real and interested made his heart leap more than a little. He had so many questions, so much doubt. How could any of this be real? This was storybook stuff. But Martin's mind lingered. I can't make people want each other. The genie's voice suddenly said in the back of Martin's mind, as if reading his thoughts. I can't change who people are. Martin wasn't sure he understood, but at least he persuaded himself he thought he did, and allowed himself to wallow in that feeling again. Just like that, the sharp edge of the ogre of his father's voice appeared, roaring from the dark recesses of his mind and shattering the fragile beauty of the moment. Tears stung at his eyes. Even in this moment, he was not safe. He could not have this one time. The coloured mist tightened around him. There was a warmth to it, a closeness that felt for all the world like he was being hugged. A truth stole into his mind. There was no miracle that would change his father. He could wish all he wanted. And as much as the genie couldn't dictate whether the man in the club found him attractive or not, nor could he change how his father saw his homosexuality. It had been there since he was a teenager. His father had caught him kissing his best friend from the soccer club and set a penance that lasted weeks. After that, he had tried to reaffirm how disgusting it was that Martin was sexually attracted to men. In his heart, he knew it wasn't his father that needed to change. That would never happen. Martin would have to change. The mist pulled him closer, a reassuring glow embracing him. He wished he could find a solution, to have the strength to be himself, despite his father's bigoted nature. But he just couldn't see a way forward. He just couldn't think of anything to wish for that would make a difference. Somewhere in the mist that engulfed him, the street and the flea market disappeared. Closing his eyes, Martin could only hope and wonder where he might be going this time, trusting that wherever this genie was taking him, things would be better. Martin shifted uncomfortably. The wooden pew he sat on got no better. He'd always wondered which sadist had designed these, as they were obviously made to make them as painful as possible to sit on. Without opening his eyes, he was aware of his father's presence, the same tension crackling in the air that was always there, the same overriding feeling of disappointment. A voice spoke in the distance. Not the disembodied voice of the genie, but the deep, resonant and warm voice of a man, a pastor not known yet strangely familiar. Opening his eyes slowly, a familiar sparkling blue gaze watched the congregation, while thick lips that heated him through his bones spoke with passion. God loves us all for who we are. He loves us because his love beats in all our hearts. Yet there are those who would forget to focus on that love. It is a gift like no other, above all others. And there is no greater sin than to ignore the blessings that God has given you, in whatever way he has gifted them to you. When we hang on to our outdated, bigoted ideas, we forsake that love. We are tainting it with our own human insecurities. Let us remember that we are all God's children. He has made us as he wanted. He blessed us with the ability to explore true and deep love in whatever form that might be. The pastor paused, his beautiful eyes scanning the congregation. As they fell on Martin, he seemed to smile faintly, as if there was a mutual understanding, something he thought was private. But given his father's uncomfortable shifting, he suspected maybe not so much. The pastor's gaze turned hard, almost severe as it fell upon his father. Before you cast out on your love for each other, he continued with a stern tone, think of how your life would be if you didn't have each other at all. Appreciate and love the beautiful thing that you share, on whatever level you happen to share it. The congregation sat still, with a pin-dripping silence, as they focused nowhere but on the young pastor before them. And then there was a sudden burst of music, and the spell shattered, the congregation joining the pastor in a hymn. The service seemed to pass quickly, or maybe it was because Martin's mind kept flicking back to the two last times they had met. Martin had never imagined he could really enjoy this, and yet here they both were, him and the pastor. Really? That would make for an interesting conversation with his father. But was this real? The cold realization hit him like a lead punch to the gut. The genie had created all of this, all of it, and chances were that none of it was real. He was probably still sitting next to the flea market, in some sort of weird waking trance. A bleak sadness filled his heart as he knelt to take the Eucharist. The pastor stood before him, offering him salvation. Martin looked up at the beautiful face before him, so sensitive and warm, yet so strong. How could this possibly not be real? A tear stung at Martin's cheek as he closed his eyes, accepting the blood and the body. "It's very real," that returning voice of the genie said in his head. While Martin had never expected a genie to enter church, obviously he had been wrong, and a grin appeared on the face next to the pastor's, framed by that exquisitely trimmed goatee beard. Does he get everywhere? The thought leapt to Martin's mind before he could stop it, aware of the consequences. "Anywhere I want to go," the voice answered, somehow winking in its intonation. Martin closed his eyes in a silent prayer. Definitely not a wish, just a prayer. Opening his eyes again, Martin looked back up, disappointed but not surprised that the pastor and the church were gone. He was indeed back at the end of the flea market, sitting, the coloured mist circling around him, although it was now suspiciously quiet. Martin looked down at the bottle in his hands. Whatever the strange drug captured inside, the hallucination had been fun, but it was getting close to time to attend the service and face the disappointment of his father. Looking around him, Rosie was barreling through the crowds, clutching some sandwich that seemed to be hemorrhaging sauce. "Sorry, my lover," Rosie said as she approached him. "So many people, a little old lady like me, really struggles to get through." Martin eyed her suspiciously. There wasn't a bone of vulnerability in her body. He doubted very much she had even the slightest struggle. "How much for the bottle?" he asked, holding it up. "That piece of junk," she started. "You can have it for looking after the stall. Be glad to get rid of that genie, to be honest with you. Doesn't get out of my head day or night. Girl needs some privacy." Martin stared at Rosie, unsure what to say. He suddenly wondered how many of her wishes had involved young men, and if the genie had got involved with any of those. Thanking Rosie, he left and then dropped the bottle off at his apartment before returning for church, more than a little concerned that thoughts might drop into his mind that a certain genie might take advantage of. The bottle had most definitely moved in his hand as he placed it on the kitchen table, almost like an irritated child that knew he had been left out of an event just because taking him was too much hassle. A thought crashed into his mind. "What about the fifth wish?" "I'll save it for another day," Martin said as he closed the apartment door and headed back toward the church. He was very early, but wanted to see if anything the genie had shown him was actually true. The church building certainly looked the same as he approached it, although the doors were open. That said, Martin had never turned up to church early before, so didn't know if that was normal or not. Once inside, Martin was surprised to see fresh flowers. He hadn't ever noticed him in the church before, as he took a glance around.
"Hi, I'm Chris, the new pastor," a voice said brightly from behind, catching Martin off guard.
Turning around, Martin started to say, "Hi, I'm Martin," before his voice was cut short as his eyes sank into the ocean's deep pools of blue that looked into his. The pastor stopped suddenly as his gaze fell on Martin's. The air between them crackled with the electricity of unspoken lust.
"It's not just me then, I guess?"
Martin eventually ventured, shattering the silence.
"No,"
Chris responded slowly, his eyes never leaving Martin's.
"So you're real?"
Martin asked. "And gay?" Martin looked around at the empty building. The word gay seemed to echo strangely in the confines of the walls.
"Yes, on both counts," Chris replied, that beautiful smile appearing between those wonderful cheekbones once again.
Chris took a step closer, his hand drifting down Martin's jaw, stroking him affectionately. Suddenly realizing that the others would turn up soon, Martin quickly said, "My father will be here soon."
"Oh, and he doesn't approve of you being gay?"
Martin shook his head despondently.
"Well, I've worked with people like that for years," Chris responded, with his hand still resting on Martin's shoulder.
"We can't change their minds straight away, but over time we can." He smiled softly.
"In the meantime, I could do with a hand to help me get familiar with everything around here."
His hand dropping, reaching for Martin's, their fingers entwining tightly. Martin thought about Chris's words and contrasted them with the advice from the genie earlier. Just how the fuck do people get out of these messes? If a genie can't do it, then who could? Looking at the altar, he stood silent for the longest moment, immersed with his thoughts, desperate for a solution, and yet no one offering him anything. Suddenly his eyes opened wide, the revelation where it had always been, right in front of his nose. Martin shouted to Chris, "Back soon," as he ran out the door, toward his apartment, toward his future. Returning to the church just as quickly as he could, he managed to blurt out to Chris, "Chris, you're right. The genie was right. I know now what I have to do to be free. I've made my last wish, but it might not get pretty." Chris looked at him silently, his mouth dropping to form a wordless "Oh." The sound of voices arriving outside dragged their attention away from each other. Chris moved into a natural position just outside the door, welcoming people. Martin found himself naturally dropping just behind him. Various faces passed by as Chris introduced himself, welcomed them and shook their hands. It wasn't until Martin's father appeared that Martin pushed himself forward, indicating his intention to Chris. As his father reached out to shake Chris's hand, Martin appeared next to him and interceded.
"Father, this is our new pastor, Chris, who also happens to be my new boyfriend."
The hard silence dropped between them. Somewhere in the distance, Martin was sure he could hear the first explosion of a charge within his father's mind. It was a first step, Martin thought. Maybe not the best one, but it was his, and that's what mattered. So, I hope you enjoyed that little fantasy. Next week, something completely different. We have a sci-fi fantasy. Yes. So if you've sent in a sci-fi fantasy, really, you'll be happy to know that yours may be being read next week. We haven't had sci-fi for a while, so it will be interesting. But until next week, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.